I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Our next guest needs little introduction, and yet she has introduced us to many things over the past two decades since she became a solo artist. She turned the piano into a rock instrument. She showed that you can create big hits in many different genres, and she's challenged every critic who ever tried to put her in a box. Now, with millions of albums sold worldwide, Tori Amos has taken on another adventure, reinterpreting classical themes for current times. The result is her latest album, her 12th studio album. It is called Night of Hunters. And Tori Amos took a short break from her busy U.S. tour to stop by our studios here in Washington, D.C. for performance and some conversation. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Hi, everybody.
I really want to say welcome home, since this area is
That's
home
right.
for you.
Stomping ground.
Yeah. What's it like to be back? Do you find yourself reverting to bad teenage behavior?
Bad piano bar behavior, because I was passing by places I used to play. Our tour bus was coming in, and I'm touring with the Polish Quartet. And I was pointing to these places, and I said, I used to play the Lion's Gate Tavern. And they would say, no Lion Gate Tavern. That's not what it says. And I thought, No, it's called something else now. But that was in the 80s. I played there and playing on 16th and K, and remembering Tip O'Neill sat next to me at a Christmas party, and I played. He wanted Bye Bye Blackbird. So you remember those things.
Did you play it? Did you know it?
Of course I played for him.
Well, good for you. That is very nice
I
of
was,
you.
And I was 14 at the time.
In a bar, playing in a bar. I don't know, Tori. We'd have to talk about that.
Well, different laws in D.C. at the time. And, of course, my father, the minister, would chaperone me. He would sit and drink ginger ale and eat popcorn in the corner. And the first job I got was at a gay bar, which was Mr. Henry's. Right. And it was the only place. There was no room at the inn anywhere else in town except the gay bar.
Yeah. And Mr. Henry's still famous for the careers that it launched.
Yeah.
You know, yours, Roberta Flack's, still famous. So, well, let's hear something.
Edge of the Moon.
Edge of the Moon. Okay, here it is.
The moon.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We're speaking with acclaimed singer-songwriter Tori Amos about her new album, Night of Hunters. This is your, as we mentioned, your 12th studio album, but this is your first album for Deutsche Grammophon, which is a venerable classical label. I understand that the executive producer had the idea for a song cycle, but what about the story behind it? Was that your doing?
Once I accepted that we were going to do this, and it's quite something to realize you're going to do variations on themes by master composers. But once we understood what that was, then I began thinking about the architecture of it, and I listened to other song cycles, particularly Schubert's Winterreise. And so once I understood the shape, I decided I needed to put it in a place that I loved and understood. So I've always loved Irish mythology, and I decided to set the story there.
I'm just fascinated by your willingness to throw yourself into such an ambitious project, particularly because, I mean, obviously you're known as being a remarkable musician, but I don't know how many people remember now that your roots were in classical music. You were classically trained at a very young age, but your parting from the Peabody Conservatory was not the happiest. And I don't know about you, but oftentimes when we revisit a place, I'll talk about me and let you listen. When I revisit a place from which I have had an unhappy parting, sometimes it takes me back to something I don't really want to revisit. And I wondered whether there was any hesitation on your part.
Yes, there was hesitation, because when you are going to mess with the dead guys, then you can't take it casually, and you have to really be ruthless about it. But a delicate ruthlessness is what I said. And many things didn't work, and it was getting very frustrating. And once the first piece worked, which was Star Whisperer, then it seemed as if the others started to circle me, and I was living a life. I was having love affairs with these composers, to the point where truly my husband would come and say, okay, isn't it time for a nightcap and look at the stars with your husband? And I say, I'm still with the dead guys. And he said, they better stay dead.
Well, let's hear something. I think Nautical Twilight?
Yeah, this is a variation on the Mendelssohn piece.
Do you just tell a little bit about it for people who aren't familiar with the complete, with story? I know it's hard. It's hard because it's layer upon layer, but...
Well, the story is simply a woman who is facing a transformational night when her lover walks out of the Ballywilliam in Kinsale, County Cork. They've just crossed the Atlantic on his sailboat, and she's from the New World, he's from the Old World. And once they get to the Old World, everything explodes. And so they have a confrontation, and there's glass everywhere and blood everywhere. And he leaves, and she's left there with herself trying to figure out what has just happened and how did they arrive at this place. And a creature by the name of Annabelle, who's a shape-shifting being, comes to her and then takes her on a journey.
All right. Here it is.
As the night gives way hold on, I can see I must activate the force of which I am made.
We're speaking with acclaimed singer-songwriter Tori Amos. You just heard Nautical Twilight. That's from her new album, Night of Hunters. Lovely. Thank you. You have a very special artist featured on this album.
Yes, my daughter. My Natasha? Daughter and my niece, yes.
And your niece, Natasha, your daughter, sings the shapeshifter character, Annabelle. How did that come about?
Well, she was asking me a lot of questions about the story. And she would say to me, why do grown-ups wreck things so much so that they don't talk about it and deal with their problems until they ruin the kid's life? All in a British accent, of course. And I said, okay, I don't know why we do that. That's a very good question. And she was going through her friends, and I think it was troubling her. And so I thought that Annabelle was being shaped by Tash in many ways. And she decided that she knew what Annabelle needed to be. So we developed her together.
She has a lovely voice. Did you know that she had such a lovely voice?
I was hearing it in the shower. And one of her cousins said, what, is Bessie Smith hanging out in the shower now? And I said, it's very odd. She discovered the blues when she was 9. And decided life made sense once she discovered Sam Cooke and Billie Holiday. And that's really her path now.
You know, I did want to ask you, you have many loyal fans, and as you know, all around the world. So only a few of them are here today. And they're attracted by so many things, not least of which is your fearlessness in talking about things that need to be spoken about. And one of the things I think also characterizes your work is that you never sacrifice topicality for intimacy or intimacy for topicality. They're both there. Like when I was talking to a friend of mine who's a very devoted fan of yours and who's just gone through a very difficult period, and she said there was one song from the new album, Carrie, and she said it was as if you were in the room with us. And it involves the loss of a child, and so we won't go further because it's very painful. But I did want to ask, how do you find that information? How do you find both that intimate place and that place that connects to what people are thinking about on a global scale?
Well, you listen to people. When I hear that artists don't sit and talk to the people that come to their shows, or they take a picture with them and don't even say hello, I get very confused by that, because you're missing an opportunity to learn what's going on. And I get so much information from the people who come to the shows. That's where I get a lot of my information about life, emotion, what people are really going through. And I have no idea by reading the paper what's really going on. I know what's happening around the world because I stand outside backstage when I can, and people will come bring letters and tell me what's happening. But I've always said, and people don't, I don't know if they believe me, but it's true. I'm very blessed that the songs give me the copyright and the publishing rights. But honestly, they find me, their consciousness, their beings, and they've chosen me to come through. But I don't write them all by myself. They are energy forces, and they want to reach other people. And I have to try and not get in the way of that.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us. I understand that you're going to give us one more. You're going to play one more for us?
Yes, whatever you'd like to hear.
Everybody in this room has a favorite, has something that they would love to hear. You know, everybody's got a favorite.
I'll give you one of the big requests that I get most, especially at this time of year.
Okay.
Snow can wait. I forgot my mittens. Wipe my nose. Get my new boots on. I get a little warm in my heart when I think of. my hand in my father's glove. I run off where the drifts get deeper. Sleeping Beauty trips me with a frown. I hear a voice, you must learn to stand up for yourself, 'cause I can always be around. He says, when you gonna make up your mind? When you gonna love you as much as I do? When you gonna make up your mind? 'Cause things are gonna change so fast. All the white horses have gone ahead. I tell you that I'll always want you near. You see that things change.
This is singer-songwriter Tori Amos. Her latest album is Night of Hunters. She was kind enough to join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. for a special performance and conversation. Tori Amos, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.